Good morning. For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. The Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, is about to be a reality. The U.S. is less than 3 months away from open enrollment. The individual mandate requiring that every American have health insurance goes into effect on January 1st. President Obama's political foes and even some in his own party have speculated that when these deadlines hit, the Affordable Care Act is bound for failure. Utah's former Governor Michael Levitt has a unique perspective on this. Levitt served as Secretary of Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush, and he led the effort to roll out Medicare's new prescription drug benefit known as Part D. Governor Levitt recently wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post about the lessons he learned from Medicare and how to apply them to Obamacare. Governor Levitt, some have said the implementation of the Affordable Care Act could be a disaster. But what does that mean? How might people be affected?
It's a very complex set of tasks that have to be accomplished in a very short time. Computer programs that manage millions of records have to be able to exchange data in a flawless way. Millions of people are going to be applying to get subsidies and will have to have information about their income that could be validated. So when people have expectations that a certain benefit's going to be delivered and it's not, and they're disappointed, that creates unrest. And obviously this is being done in a period where there's substantial political opposition. Political opponents will seize on failures, and it's a dangerous time for the Obama administration.
And you wrote in the Washington Post that a majority of Americans lack awareness about the law and the changes it will bring. So why don't people know about the Affordable Care Act, and what does it take to inform them?
My concern was that they have done an insufficient job in being able to prepare people. Now, they still have time. There's still things they can do. And people will become aware of it and will seek information. So I'm not suggesting at this moment in time that it's a certainty that there will be difficulty, but I think they're behind the curve and behind schedule.
Let me ask you this. There are many in Congress, including Utah's delegation, who've been trying to tear down the Affordable Care Act, repeal it, fight it every step of the way. If there are people who are actually hoping and waiting for Obamacare to fail, is there a point when that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy? In other words, if Utah's leaders don't get behind this, are they working against whatever possible success it might have?
The same situation existed with Part D, except the parties were opposite. The Democrat Party had not passed Part D, and hence they did, frankly, everything they could to predict its failure and did nothing to try to help until it became clear that it was a popular benefit and that the systems were starting to work, and then things began to turn around. Will history repeat itself? I don't know. In large measure, that'll depend on how the administration prepares and how they respond to problems. I opposed, personally, the Affordable Care Act. I still think it's a law that could be better written. However, I'm not rooting for a train wreck, because real people get hurt, not just political parties or politicians. And so it's important that the administration carry out its duties. It's also then incumbent on the political figures, if they oppose it, to make changes. Hopefully what we learn in that process will make the American healthcare system better, not worse.
Governor Levitt, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
Michael Levitt served as Secretary of Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush. He's the founder and chairman of Levitt Partners, which advises and invests in healthcare organizations and provides consultation on the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Andrea Smartin for KUER News.